That's a scene from the new film Judas and the Black Messiah, which had its world premiere at this year's Sundance Film Festival. But the pandemic caused this year's festival to be virtual rather than held at its usual home in Park City, Utah. It just wrapped up yesterday, and joining us to give us a report is Ayesha Harris, a host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Ayesha, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So good to have you along, and I'm hoping that you can start by telling us a bit about Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yes, it was one of my favorite things to check out at Sundance. And this film was directed by Shaka King. It stars Daniel Kaluuya as Fred Hampton, the Black Panther, who was shot, unfortunately, and killed by FBI police in 1969. It's really, really fascinating to watch. I hope we'll be talking about it more.
Well, it's definitely one of the highlights coming out of the festival, and I'm hoping that you can underscore some of the other ones that also are getting a lot of attention. The musical documentary Summer of Soul comes to mind because it won the Grand Jury Prize for documentaries. So tell us a bit about that one.
It was such a treat to watch. It's about the Harlem Cultural Festival, which took place in 1969, and it's often dubbed as the Black Woodstock. And that's kind of underselling it. This was such a very, very pivotal moment in music history that was lost. It was recorded, but it, for whatever reason, it was held under wraps until now. So we're seeing all this footage for the first time. It's just such an amazing documentary to watch, and I really think people are going to love it once they get a chance to see it.
And I know that Summer of Soul isn't available to be seen just yet, which is too bad, but we can't resist playing some of the music from it. So I do want to play one of the many acts that appears in the film. This is Gladys Knight and the Pips doing their upbeat version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. All right, Ayesha, you don't have to rely on the grapevine, though, or the rumor mill to know that Coda is also getting a lot of hype coming out of this film festival because it won the Grand Jury Prize. And it's about a teenager who is the only hearing member of her family. It's actually an acronym, right? Child of Deaf Adults. So tell us more about this one.
Yes, this was what I would consider sort of a definitive Sundance film. It is a crowd pleaser. It's a coming of age story. It's directed by Sean Hader, and it stars Amelia Jones as Ruby. And it's a really beautiful story about Ruby trying to find her way both as a member of this family, but also as her own person.
You know, the film's a reminder, too, Ayesha, that there's been a lot of conversation in recent years at Sundance and elsewhere about diversity and representation. So I'm curious whether Coda, with its cast of people who actually are deaf, by the way, right? They weren't just actors playing deaf characters. Did that reflect the broader selection at Sundance, or was it kind of a one-off?
Oh, absolutely. I think Sundance is one of those festivals that in recent years has done a really great job of increasing the storytelling that it is representing women, people of color, disabled people. We're seeing so many different stories here. And one of the things that I loved seeing was the movie Passing. This was a story based on Nella Larson's 1929 novel about two Black women, and one of whom is able to pass for white. And I thought it was one of the most beautiful films at Sundance. It's shot in black and white. There's a beautiful score. That's one of the things that we get to see at Sundance, is those stories that we wouldn't normally see or that are often underrepresented in film and television.
And Passing was one of those really strong films that didn't come away with some hardware, but there were a lot of good films, right, Ayesha, that maybe didn't win an award, but are still worth watching for. What are a couple of other ones that maybe popped to mind?
Well, a couple of my favorites include Cusp, which is a documentary about three teen girls in Texas. It was directed by Parker Hill and Isabel Bethencourt. And I thought it was just really fascinating to be with these actual teen girls who are just so candid and open about what it's like to be on the cusp of girlhood. And another one for me that I really enjoyed was Pleasure. And this was directed by the Swedish director Ninja Tyberg. And it starred Sofia Kappel as a Swedish immigrant who comes to the U.S. with the express purpose of being a giant adult film star. So those are two films that I really enjoyed, got a lot out of, and I hope people are able to see within the coming months.
Aisha, the last thing I'm curious about is that, you know, I know this isn't your first time at Sundance. You've gone in the past when it was an in-person event. And so I'm curious what the pluses and minuses of going virtual are in your view, and whether you could see a format change being a long-term change.
Well, the plus is that I got to see way more films than I would have otherwise. The downside, of course, is that it can make watching uninterrupted very difficult. Hopefully, if they do virtual, that will give more people the ability to see films who couldn't maybe afford to go to Sundance. But also, I think that you can't discount the importance of being in the theater and also being able to see other people and be around other people. So I can see Sundance incorporating a virtual component to it in future years. But I'm sure as soon as we can all get back out there, they're going to want us out there.
Well, we look forward to that day, and we thank you for transporting us to this virtual Sundance Film Festival this year as well. That's Aisha Harris of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Aisha, thanks so much.
Thank you.